get started, a couple things. I just want to, first of all, thank everybody that sent out condolences and their prayers and thoughts. My dad passed on Friday, and you know, it was expected, but it's never an easy thing to go through. Just fortunate that my family and brothers and sisters were there for my mom, and so I appreciate everybody that sent text messages and all that. Second thing is this: I want to thank Sam Bradford for everything he's done. He came in here and he led this football team, and he did everything that I asked him to do. And I wish him well. I know he's going to be a fine. He went to a great place. Good football team, and just happy for him and excited for him. And just want to thank him for everything that he did for this Eagles organization the last few years. And then the third thing is this: Carson Wentz will start the game on Sunday. Chase will be number two, and we're moving forward in that direction. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
Why is Carson going to start?
You know, we obviously made this decision, and I spent obviously over the weekend with my offensive staff, with Frank and DeFilippo, and really the entire staff, and everybody feels like this kid's ready to go. You know, and we drafted him to take on the reins, and you know, it's something now that we're prepared to do, and looking forward to Cleveland, and you know, one day at a time with him, and at the same time, we've got to be, you know, obviously smart in how we handle it, but at the same time, fully expect him to perform like he's capable of performing, and what we've seen throughout OTAs and training camp. He is.
He did.
You know, the fact that I had a chance to go watch him and work him out way back in the spring, meet the kid, a mature individual, what he did in all of OTAs, what he's done around this building, the plays he's made in practice, in the one preseason game has given me confidence that he can lead this football team. And I'm excited. I'm thrilled that this is an opportunity for him. It's an opportunity for our organization and our team, and you know, we're going full steam ahead. So I feel fully confident that we'll be able to get the job done.
Doug, you've been saying since even before you drafted him that with any young quarterback, you're more comfortable, you know, letting him sit for a year and get acclimated and learn the offense, take it slow. I mean, this seems like a major philosophical change. What changed in your guy's mind with Carson?
Well, the trade happened, and you know, we were fortunate to get some draft picks back that we gave up for the trade for Carson, and it was right for this football team, and you know, it's something that we believe in. I believe in. This is why we drafted him. And would the ideal situation be later than sooner? Sure, but right now where we are. You know, we got a good football team around him. We got a great defense, special teams, good offensive line, good runners. So all the pieces are here for him to be successful and for us to win some games.
Why not Chase Daniel?
Yeah. You know, Chase was brought in here for a reason, and Chase is a team guy, and Chase is the guy that I wanted to be in this role, to be in this position. You know, Chase has done everything I've asked him to do. He's an unselfish ball player. He leads by example on and off the football field. He's been a great mentor to Carson, and even when Sam was here, as far as teaching this offense and knowing that, you know, Chase is the number two, gives you a lot of confidence, just much like it was in Kansas City as him being our number two behind Alex. And it's great to have another set of eyes on the field for Carson, and I feel real comfortable with where we are with these two guys.
Reference what happened to you in 1999
I didn't go back that far. This is what I believe in. This is what, as an organization, this is what we believe in, and you know, I can't wait till Wednesday. I can't wait till, you know, we get the to Sunday, but you know, I'm very comfortable with where we are as a football team, with Carson being the starter. This is why we drafted him. He's ready to go. He'll prepare and study all week, just like I know he will, and get ready for Sunday.
What made you sign up with the temperature of the locker room or any of the players in the locker room about the
I did. Guys were excited. You know, guys are excited for Carson. You know, and obviously, when you lose your quarterback in Sam, I mean, it can be mixed emotions. But the guys were 100% behind it, and thrilled that that Carson's going to be the guy. They've seen him day in and day out, like we've seen him, and they know he can be a special player in this league. And they've embraced it and supporting him 100%.
Are you okay with just two quarterbacks, or are you going to bring in somebody at least for the practice squad?
Well, obviously, going into the season, you like to have three. Obviously, two are usually active on game day, so obviously we're there. But we're looking, you know, right now, if we can find that and fill that third spot, potentially a practice squad kid. Yeah.
Did Carson take any reps with the first team, or was this the first time he was? Because I know practice is in.
Come on, man.
Where are you going? Say that one more time. Ask your question.
I was going to say, before today, did Carson take any reps with the first team over the last couple?
He had not. Now, he had taken some center quarterback exchange reps with Jason in the past because we do that prior to practice, so he's done that. But other than he's worked with all our receivers because we've rotated our receivers throughout the training camp, and this will be the first time that he's gone with the starting offensive line.
How quickly does Carson's mindset have to change? It was a week ago we were talking about him missing the last preseason game, possibly not playing the entire year. Easy or hard is it for him to flip?
I mean, it's tough, but here's the thing. He's such a special guy that this doesn't bother him. The stage is not that big, and he can handle this. That's why making this decision is very comforting for me and really easy to make. Just knowing him and knowing how he prepares and knowing what he's done in the past, and this guy is a proven winner. He's proved it all the way up through college, and fully expect him to do the same thing at this level.
How did Chase take news?
If I were Chase, I'd probably be a little disappointed, and I would hope so. I, coming from a head coach, I would hope that he, because it just shows his emotion. It just shows the passion that he has for the position and for this team and for playing. But again, Chase is such a he's the ultimate team guy. That he understands the decision. He understands where we're going, the direction, and he's going to do everything he can to not only get himself ready, but to help the starter.
Doug, have you assured Carson that it's his job? Don't look over your shoulder. There's going to be bumps in the road. Things are not going to come easy all the time. But you're our guy for the long run.
For sure. Because I want to exude that confidence in him. I don't want him looking over his shoulder at all. We take this thing one day at a time, one game at a time, and hopefully we can string some wins together. And we know, we understand there's going to be some bumps, but at the same time, we're going to learn from those. And I don't want him looking over his shoulder.
Sal. Can you remember the time during the summer where the switch just flipped and you just said, this guy, Carson Wentz, could be our starting quarterback? When was that moment?
You know, I look back to rookie minicamp when we first landed him here, and he had a chance to really kind of compete at that time with that rookie camp in OTAs, and just watching him in person throw the ball, the zone read game, the run pass option things that we've done in the spring and training camp, and just kind of some of the wow factor throws that he makes from unconventional positions. You just kind of go, all right, this guy is going to be special, and we saw that throughout. Training camp practices, making some of those unique plays. But it kind of, for me, went back to that first rookie mini camp when I first laid eyes on him in those competitive situations.
Can you go back to the first preseason game, you, Frank, and John, and look at some of the reckless or risky plays that he had in that game and talk to him about taking care of his body?
He understands that, and sure, we've got to address that with him, with any quarterback going forward. But I don't want to take that aggression away from any player, especially the quarterback position. That kind of makes him special. But at the same time, he has to understand that he needs to protect himself in those situations. We will look back on that Tampa game and look at some of the plays that some of those were designed read option runs. Some of them where he can do some things better in protection and things like that, and just get him caught up and coached up. And again, he's such a smart guy. I keep saying this, but I see it day in and day out, and a sharp learner that he makes the mistake once, he can move on from it. But we'll keep coaching him up that way. But again, I don't want to take that aggression from him.
What was your
conversation with Sam like? This is obviously what he wanted back in the spring, but he had no idea it was going to happen now. Was he shocked? What was it like talking to him?
Sam and I had a great conversation. Spoke to him right away. I reassured him, and I wanted him to understand that he needed to hear it from me than reading it or seeing it on TV or in the papers. And he was very appreciative of everything. He and I sort of started this journey together way back in February, even before he was signed. And I wanted him as my starting quarterback, and I wanted him here on the team. And so we had a little different relationship than maybe what he's had in the past. So he was very appreciative of everything that I did. He's playing at an all-time level. He's stronger physically. He's throwing the ball more accurately, and just wish him the best of luck.
How involved were you in the trade?
Well, definitely involved from a conversation standpoint, and there's some things too that we had to look at everything. We had to look at Carson, obviously, Chase. We had to look at Sam, what we were receiving. I wanted to make sure that it was right for the Philadelphia Eagles, so I was involved that way.
If you guys had not made the trade, could you have foreseen a scenario where Carson could have like overtaken Sam as a starter like this season?
Probably not going into the game one. It just depends on how Sam was playing, how the team was going, and where we were at the time. But I didn't foresee any at the time. Any change, at the position.
Do you expect Lane Johnson?
What made you sign off?
Well, number one, it felt like that Carson's ready to go. And the fact that Minnesota wanted Sam Bradford, and it makes a difference in what we were receiving in return. We got to look at the big picture and the scope of what we want to do. I think it's a great it's a great opportunity for both organizations.
Does this change your outlook for the season in terms of what this
team is? Not at all. I challenged the team this morning that we come to work every single day. We roll our sleeves up and we go to work. The expectation level doesn't change. We expect, and I expect them to compete at a high level and win football games. That's our job. That's what we get paid to do. So I don't expect anything less.
So if Carson wasn't ready to go, you had Chase, would you have still done the trade?
If he wasn't ready to go, you'd have to look at the injury and just sort of see where he was at the time. It'd be probably harder to make that decision, but because then you'd really be down to one quarterback at the time, and so you'd have to just take a look and factor in the whole injury and where Carson is at.
How he felt like he wasn't really ready mentally to start the season. He just felt like he needed more seasoning, even if he was healthy, but you just felt like he wasn't ready to be a starter yet.
Yeah, you still got to look at the big picture, and you got to look at the whole organization. And we can do things offensively. When I say we, Frank and myself, we can put game plans together that keep it simple for the quarterback and allow him to go out and use his talent. And we'd have to consider that going forward. But we're just we're a little further down the road with him, and he can handle a lot more information than that scenario.
A lot of quarterbacks in recent years have been able to start as rookies on day one and had success. Guys like Luck and Flacco and Matt Ryan. Did you look at that? That's not something that really happened in the league until the last 10 years, maybe with Roethlisberger it started. Did you look at that? And why do you think that is? And was that a factor in your thinking?
I think, again, it goes to the big picture of the organization and the team. You play great defense and great special teams, and you got all the pieces. You got a good offensive line, a good running game. And you can protect guys, and that's what those guys did back early in their careers with the Roethlisbergers and the Flaccos and the Ryans and quarterbacks like that. Look at Jameis Winston even last year, the success he had later on in his rookie career, and so you can. There's definitely a blueprint there, and that's kind of the approach that we're going to take here, doing the same types of things.
Now, who's your starter at left guard?
Alan Barber is going back to left guard. And then Lane. Right now, until I hear something further, Lane's my right tackle.
Harry talked about this as being for the future. You're a first-year head coach. When you hear about it at first, is it difficult for you to accept knowing the wins and losses won't be the same with this situation?
You know, I just approach it each day, and my goal is to try to win this first football game and to win this week. And again, I can't speculate and put a prediction on wins and losses. I mean, you know, Roethlisberger, those guys were in the AFC Championship games their first couple of seasons. So who knows what can happen. I just know that I'm going to coach the guys that we have hard. I'm going to make sure that they're ready and prepared. That's my job. And you know, we just take them one at a time.
Two more questions? Two more?
Is there a plan to bring in a third quarterback?
Yes. Yes. You know, we'll see. We're gonna you know, look at what's out there. If it's a young guy that we could maybe put on practice squad, we'll do that too. Smallwood is good. He was out there today. He's okay. The only one not out there was Vinnie Curry because of the injury last week. So he was the only one that wasn't there. But he's day to day, and you know, we'll monitor him again on Wednesday. Okay. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.